This is a PowerWorks podcast short with Glenn Power and me, James Pikeaway.
There's airbags, and a friend of ours got in touch with you guys because there was a rattle. She noticed something. You know, maybe there was other things going on with the car, I'm sure, as well. But she noticed this rattle, this sound. And as a car owner, you notice when your vehicle starts to change and when it starts to age, and you just notice stuff. So she noticed this rattle, brought it in. You guys started taking a look around and narrowed it down to this is possibly an airbag issue. And it became even more of an issue when you think about how airbags work. Do you want to walk us through what that issue was? Because I'm sure there are people in their vehicles right now who are going,
So, I mean, one of the problems, rattles are the bane of any mechanic's existence. And the reason for that is you have to drive the car normally to get to hear them. So we used to have a frequency disc. It's no good now because there's no CD players in cars, but it was basically a CD that went in and it played. I think it started at 15 hertz and went all the way through. So from really low frequency all the way, some of them you couldn't hear.
Yeah.
All the way through to really high, which you couldn't hear. And, well, you could always tell one of the old guys was using it in the garage because they'd have it on a high frequency and we just sat there, like, not doing it. And then all those young guys would be like, "That, turn it down," because we can hear it still.
Yeah.
But it'd, like, try and replicate the resonance frequency that the rattle would be at when you were driving. Pretty good. 7 out of 10, maybe 8 out of 10 would,
that's really good.
Would be able to.
Yeah, 8 out of 10 times you hit it with the frequency disc.
And then we had, and I forget the name of the tool, but it was really smart. It was basically a huge long box, probably as long as this table, that had stethoscope, basically.
Okay.
It was electronically connected to some sensors that you could put where you thought the rattle might be. So you'd put it on various parts of the car. And then when it picked up a resonance on that area, even if you couldn't hear it or you couldn't pinpoint it, it would flag. So you'd have it on the stethoscope and but it'd flag it. So you get back from your road test and it'd say sensor 3. So you go to sensor 3, then you'd know the area you're looking at, and then you'd put the sensors in that area. And it was really smart. Like, that was a special tool that Volkswagen made us have. But the problem is, a rattle, especially when it's in the front on the driver's side, is very difficult to pinpoint. Because if it's on the passenger or the rear, while you're driving, someone else can be looking.
Right.
Or while someone else is driving, you can be looking. But when it's where you are, you can't have anyone sat on your lap or in the footwell while you're driving it, because that's not safe.
It's just not going to work.
So it's very difficult to pinpoint.
And so this rattle with this airbag was on the driver's side.
Yeah, and it was the driver's airbag.
So we got a whole bunch. So those are in the steering wheel. You got a whole bunch of issues with the steering wheel and airbags.
Yeah. So we
including my favorite, the clock spring.
Yeah.
Because there's lots of issues with those.
Yeah. So termed differently, spiral cassette, slip ring, as we'd have called it. And clock spring, basically, it's a ribbon of wire which is spirally coiled around the center, so it allows the steering wheel to turn but still have electrical connection to the horn or the buttons on the steering wheel more often now, and the airbag.
So she came in with a rattle in the steering wheel.
Yeah, and then once we realized that was where it was from, we took the airbag off to confirm, drove it without the airbag. Rattles disappeared. So then we tried to pack the mounting points out of the app. Now, we have to be very careful with an airbag, because if we make any modification to it, not only one, could it ignite while we're doing that, but two, it might not go off when needed. And then how would we know that wasn't something that we'd done to cause that? Because you don't know if an airbag's going to work. Sure that it will, but you don't know.
But they've got a little explosive charge in them, because that's what makes them work as well.
So they have a igniter. There's a crash sensor that detects an impact. You have other sensors now in vehicles. There's a lot of other sensors in vehicles, but there's a crash sensor that will detect an impact in a certain position, which will then send a signal to the igniter to ignite the airbag, which will then expand at a ridiculously fast speed.
Yeah, but smash into your face. Now, it's going to help you in a collision, but it does smash into your face.
Yeah, I mean, the ones where the pad splits and the airbag comes out, they're pretty painless, but there are some of them where the actual pad on the front will come off, and so that's hitting you in the face. Yeah,
it nails you, breaks your nose.
Yeah, so it's also why it's very important that you should take time to either read the manual in your vehicle or find the manual for your vehicle online and understand how to position yourself as the driver, because it might be counterintuitive, because it might not be how you feel comfortable driving.
Yeah.
But to have your arms in the right position with the right amount of distance between your shoulder and the steering wheel, have the right kind of bending your arm, have your head at the right height with the headrest at the right place. Very important, because what you might find is if you sit too high because you like the view, or you sit too low because you feel like you look cool, you'll get an airbag going off and hitting the top of your head or hitting your throat.
Yeah.
Where actually it's supposed to be there for your face to cushion the whole blow as you go right into them. So
something we don't think about, because you got the reclined drivers.
Yeah.
And the purpose of that headrest, because a lot of times people get into vehicles and they get them all sorted out, the mirrors, the chair, the seat, you know, the back. And it's like, hold on, got to make sure the headrest is in the right position, because it's not just for resting. If that airbag goes off, which, you know, and I think 99% of the time they don't, but if you were that 1%, because you're in that, you know, no one plans a collision.
No, exactly, yeah.
You're in that 1% of time. You want to make sure that everything is...
Yeah, the headrest will stop you getting whiplash in an event of being rear-ended. And the problem is, in most collisions, if you hit in the back of somebody for your airbag to go off, somebody's then going into the back of you.
Yeah.
Now, you're not necessarily going to be that worried about it at the time, because you just hit the car in front of you. But at the point of you stopping instantly and then being hit from behind, your head's going to snap back, and that's whiplash. And that can cause brain injury, actually. So concussions from whiplash.
Yeah, for sure. I think this is interesting. You took out the airbag. You then thought, okay, we're going to see if we can pack it because we thought
maybe where it mounts on the springs, because they're spring-loaded. Right. We thought maybe where it mounts on there, we could actually make it a bit tighter.
We've
got to go with it.
So what did you come to determine is the issue with the rattle?
We obviously can't take it apart.
No.
And we've had fun with airbags before, me and DJ, when we used to change them under warranty in the UK. For VW, you weren't allowed to put them on a boat as an explosive with a known defect.
So you
without igniting them. So we'd have to ignite them to send them back. So we had a crash test teddy that we used to strap to it and then get it out on the side of the building on the bank, send it up. And sometimes you go that high that you can't actually see them.
Wow.
Like, where have they gone?
Yeah,
and then they just come flying back down. But yeah, so we get guys here, we take steering wheels and airbags out all the time. And when we see them laid down, face down, it's frightening. And it's a lack of appreciation. Like our service managers that we've had while we were in VW, it's quite stable for a while, but then we got through a few. Never had a problem with us doing it. We had to do it anyway.
Yeah.
But they never had a problem with us actually setting it off that way, because it allowed any apprentice or anyone that wasn't aware of this is what can happen if you leave it the wrong way around. Because you, with an airbag, static charge could set it off.
Never think of that.
So if you take a multimeter, for example, on a multimeter, if we've had anyone that's ever used one, you can test resistance of a circuit, the ohms rating of a circuit. And to do that, it puts a very, very small current. Using the internal battery, it puts a very small current through one wire and waits to receive it on the other wire. And depending on what's happened to the current, it calculates the resistance. So if you test an airbag's resistance, which most of the time a fault on an airbag will be resistance, if you test an airbag's resistance with a multimeter, the potential is that you will then ignite it because you're giving it a current, which is sufficient enough to do such a thing.
That's frightening.
Yeah, and also on airbags, this is just one for anyone that's never come across this, and you wouldn't know you'd come across it until you either listened to your trainer or you'd experienced it in the worst case. If you get a fault on an airbag that says short to live, stored in the memory, do not erase it. Because what will happen is when you erase it, the circuit will be activated again and it will send a test current to it. And if it's short circuited to the live side, it will ignite it. Our master tech at VW, he was a licensed tech at the time, which is the top. You can't get beyond that. In general terms, you can be brand model specific, but he was the top of the top. He had one of our receptionists had a Mark IV Golf and it had a short to life fault in it, but he didn't check that it was a short to life fault.
Oh, no.
He just read all the faults and cleared it.
The
seat airbag, the driver's airbag. And that is a noise in a workshop. That is a noise. Proper. I mean, Delia, her name, the receptionist, she was good with a sewing machine and she made herself a seat cover and repaired it. But the steering wheel one needed to be replaced. But anyway, back to this one with the rattle. Our worry was that inside there, one of the soldered joints for either the igniter or the actual connection to the igniter or out of the igniter to the somewhere, there's something that's either a piece of solder or something's come loose and it's rattling around. Now, again, we don't want any static electricity getting created. We don't want any kind of, you know, you just can't take it. It's an explosive. It is an explosive.
Absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
If you're sat in a car and the airbags go off, it's going to deafen you for a split second. You know, it's not a nice experience, but it's not necessarily going to hurt you because you've had an accident. If you're driving a car not having had an accident and then the airbag goes off just for no reason, you're going to have a serious accident with no airbag.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't, and I'm sure there's been people do that. I'm sure there's lunatics out there that jump off buildings without parachutes, isn't there? But there'll be people that have probably driven around and had an airbag go off on them without it wanting to go off on them. And there have been people that have seen what it's like for that to happen and made it happen. But that's got to be one of the most, that's got to be more frightening than even having a tire blow out at motorway speed. Like if you're going motorway speeding it, because also there's a powder in the airbag. So the airbag goes off, but there's a powder in there. Now, sometimes that leaks out. So it's dusty, you can't see.
Yeah.
There's obviously all of the dust on the components. Like the dashboard has got an airbag on the passenger side and the driver's side. All of the dust that you didn't think was necessarily there, that's gone because it's something's accelerated from zero to a million in a split second. So all the dust with the shock and everything else, plus the noise, plus the fact that it's in your face, you can't see. Yeah. Plus the fact that if it's thrown anything off the pad at you.
Yeah.
You know, like for yourself wearing glasses, if it's thrown something at you and your glasses have come off, like that's just an extra layer of complexity to a situation that you didn't need at 100 kilometers an hour on the motorway.
Man. So at the end of the day, things rattling, you tried to do what you could do. It's a replacement.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's no, sort of other option unless you're going to drive around without an airbag in.